Hey amazing people, Riley Hart here, your friendly neighborhood cheerleader and guide to unlocking that fierce inner queen energy. Today, we're tackling something super important, letting go of the need for approval. Ever feel like you're constantly seeking validation from others? Like your worth is tied to what people think? Yeah, I've been there too. But guess what? It's a trap, my friends. A beautiful, shiny, but ultimately limiting trap. We deserve to be happy and fulfilled regardless of external opinions, right? So, how do we break free from this approval-seeking cycle? Let's dive into 5 key takeaways that can help us reclaim our power. Firstly, remember that you are inherently worthy. You don't need anyone else's stamp of approval to prove your value. You are a masterpiece in progress, with unique talents, passions, and perspectives. Celebrate that. Think about it like this. Would you ask your favorite artist for permission to appreciate their work? Of course not. Treat yourself with the same respect and admiration. Secondly, identify your core values. What truly matters to you? Honesty, kindness, creativity, adventure? Living in alignment with these values is a powerful way to build self-approval. When you act authentically, you radiate confidence and attract people who resonate with your genuine energy. It's like tuning into your own frequency, attracting those who vibrate at the same awesome wavelength. Thirdly, practice setting boundaries. This might feel uncomfortable at first, but it's crucial for protecting your energy and nurturing your self-worth. Learn to say no to things that don't align with your values or drain you. Remember, saying yes to yourself is a form of self-love. Think about it like this. You wouldn't let just anyone borrow your favorite sweater, right? Treat your time and energy with the same care and consideration. Fourthly, embrace imperfections. Perfection is a myth. It's okay to make mistakes, stumble along the way, and not have all the answers. In fact, those imperfections are what make you human and unique. Remember that growth often happens outside of our comfort zones, so don't be afraid to experiment, learn, and evolve. Embrace those wobbly moments, they're part of the beautiful journey. Finally, cultivate self-compassion. Be kind to yourself, just as you would be to a good friend. Acknowledge your struggles, celebrate your wins, and offer yourself words of encouragement. Remember that self-love is not selfish, it's essential for building a strong foundation of confidence and resilience. Think about the last time someone criticized something you were passionate about. Maybe it was a project at work, a creative endeavor, or even just a personal opinion. How did you feel? Probably a mix of hurt, anger, and maybe even doubt, right? It's so easy to internalize those words and let them chip away at our confidence. But what if we could choose to see criticism differently? What if, instead of taking it personally, we viewed it as an opportunity for growth or simply an opinion that doesn't align with ours? Remember, everyone has their own perspective, and not every opinion deserves our attention. Okay, amazing queens, let's recap those powerful takeaways. You are inherently worthy, live by your values, set healthy boundaries, embrace imperfections, and practice self-compassion. Remember, letting go of the need for approval is a journey, not a destination. There will be days when you feel more confident than others. That's perfectly normal. Just keep practicing these tips, and over time, you'll see a shift in your mindset and how you interact with the world. So go out there, shine bright, and let your inner queen energy radiate. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who needs a little reminder of their own power. And if you feel inspired, leave a review. It means the world to me. Until next time, keep on slaying, my loves.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.